Finally today, members of Japan's punk girl band Shonen Knife are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year, and they're doing it with a tribute to their favorite punk rockers, the Ramones. Reporter Maria Bakalapalo caught up with Shonen Knife in Scotland, of all places, and sent us this report.
When the Ramones released their first album in 1976, their sound changed everything. The group perfected a rapid-fire two-minute song style that would be emulated by many rock bands, from the Sex Pistols to Green Day. These days, no one does Ramones-style rock quite like Japan's venerable Shonen Knife. The crowd erupts at Glasgow's indie club, Nice and Sleazy, as Shonen Knife tears into songs from their latest album, Osaka Ramones. The youthful 50-year-old lead singer and guitarist, Naoko Yamano, has loved the group since she was a teenager and chose to record the album as a celebration of her three decades in the industry.
I first listened to Ramones songs through radio in Japan. It was late 70s. And I rushed to the record store and get their vinyl. And then I started Shonen Knife. And we had our original songs, but we wanted to cover some songs from our favorite bands. And we chose Ramones songs.
That was in 1981. Naoko was joined by her younger sister Atsuko on drums and friend Michie Nakatini on bass. That Shonen Knife's hit song, Banana Chips, may not seem especially profound, but it was groundbreaking. The women at the time were working as office clerks and lived with their conservative middle-class parents, who discouraged them from playing rock. They even insisted the band hide their guitars. In some ways, this made Naoko work harder, creating songs with quirkier subjects than the standard pop fare.
I'm very ashamed to make a song about love, and also I don't want to write songs similar to other bands, so I like to write songs about my daily life.
And that's in part why Naoko loves the Ramones: simple but eloquent lyrics and fun music. Shonen Knife got its big break in 1986 when the group was featured on the Sub Pop 100 compilation album, one of the early releases by the influential grunge label. A few years later, Shonen Knife toured with Nirvana. They also landed major record deals, MTV appearances, and a spot on the alternative rock megafest Lollapalooza in the early 1990s. Shonen Knife has gone through lineup changes, but Naoko has always remained part of the band. Drummer Emi Morimoto joined last year. In 2006, Ritsuko Tanedo started playing bass with the group. The mix of the Ramones and original material at the show was well received by fans new and old. Glenda Nugent is in her 40s and saw Shonen Knife play nearly 20 years ago. She was blown away by the music and the band's longevity.
Three girls from Japan who are still going 30 years on and can still take me downstairs at my age and make me dance when I've seen loads of bands when I'm not that bothered, you know. So I'm very impressed. I thought it was really good fun. I thought it was great.
Shonen Knife plays in a new city almost every night in the UK, as the band's 30th anniversary tour continues. The Japanese punk rockers will show up in Canada and the U.S. in October. China is a punk rocker. Explore the World. I'm Maria Bakalopoulou in Glasgow, Scotland.
You can check out Shonen Knife on tour in North America. We've posted their schedule at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.